You know, we had strong winds in KZN the week before we came to the Berg, and we had a big tree blow over at home. So that night, I was a bit worried about the winds. I never was worried about the fire. I never felt threatened. There was no fire, so it wasn't something we were worried about. When you're on holiday, all you're doing is sitting on the veranda and having gins and pizza, and you have a happy time. You don't think of these things, you know. But I was concerned about the winds, and I don't know, they were rattling the glass sliding doors so much. So before midnight, I said to my husband, let's move to the second bedroom. And I put my clothes on and I packed my suitcase. To this day, I don't know why I did that. I think it was just gut instinct. We were supposed to leave the next day. So I packed my suitcase. I put clothes on. My husband wanted to go to bed. And I said, I kept watching. And then I saw the fire start on the opposite field. But it went like in a direction up the mountain where there were fire breaks. So I wasn't really worried about it at all. But I think the winds were like a lot stronger than 80 kilometers. I think it was more near 100 kilometers. And it just, you can't control a fire when there's winds that are that speed, you know?
It must be so scary to see.
Yes, and so we saw it coming closer, and the log cabins are like the first point that the fire reached, you know? The poor people, you know, I only found out now this morning that maybe 3 to 5 cars were also burnt. I mean, that's huge loss for people, you know?
Yeah.
But we watched it until the embers and the wind were coming on absolutely horizontally onto our glass doors that I said to my husband, no, like, we've got to go. But you're very scared. You don't know what to do. What is the correct decision to make? Do you stay or do you drive? And if we drive out, what do we drive into? We might drive into walls of flame because when we left our unit, the wind and the embers were like tree height coming over the roofs. That's how big it was. It wasn't just a little fire on the grass. It was like it was the height of trees, you know. And people were just running in their PJs, getting into cars. Luckily, we'd loaded everything. And then you couldn't get out because it was gridlocked. People were too scared to drive, so they were like queuing. So we got into our car, and we had all our belongings, thank goodness. And we had put the car on the side next to a wall so that the velocity of it was going right over, you know. And we hid there until the cars all left the driveway clear. We shot out. But it was going at such a speed. It wasn't controllable at all. It was really, really violent. So the hotel, I must admit, I never thought the hotel would burn down. So we drove in convoy through to Underberg, which is a long dirt road. And at night, people are scared. They can't see. It was billowing smoke, like black. Sometimes you couldn't see at all. That's how bad it was. So it wasn't also just driving a little pretty dirt road at night or something. It was hectic, you know. And then we all gathered in Underberg at the Shell garage. Also nothing open, not even toilets, not even like coffee. There was nothing, you know. So, but anyway, we were all grateful to be there and to be alive, not knowing the extent of the damage. And the people that were in their PJs, we said, no, don't worry. Just wait till light and go back. Then you can go get your things. Meantime, it was burned to the ground, you know. So for me, we just made some good decisions. But it is really, in hindsight, it could have been, you know, just the other way around. I think the way the hotel is placed, that the fire hit the front. So if you were escaping from the back, you had a bit of a leverage from the onslaught, you know, of the fire. So we were all protected in the back and had time to escape. And when we drove out, literally 5 minutes later, we were clear of anything. You know, it's quite incredible. Luckily, we were okay. You know, yeah. I think the people who had their the log cabins burnt down and their cars burst into flame, and then not even have, I was lucky just to have my belongings and to drive out.